Say with me, tongues. Let's get into this. Now, I shared with you, I'm not going to recap of last week because I recapped the first service. I'm not going to recap in the last week, but let's get into this. Let's read here. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. If you instruct the brethren in these things, Timothy, Paul is saying to Timothy, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. He says, how do you become a good minister? If you're nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine, say with a good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. You know, I shared in the first service just a little bit. I said, people whose doctrine is wrong, their whole lives is confused. So listen. He says, next verse, let's go to the next verse. Paul is saying to Timothy, and it's going to get better, you're going to see now. But reject profane and old wives' fails, Timothy. Reject this gossiping of people, even gossiping in the church. Listen, reject it. And exercise, say with me, exercise yourself towards godliness. Exercise yourself to become godlike. To have the likeness of God. Exercise your spirit. Are you guys with me? Listen, go to the next verse. He says, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Say with me, godliness. Say with me, godlikeness. In the scripture, Timothy, Paul is saying to Timothy, I want you to exercise your spirit, Timothy, until you become godlikeness, like God. Okay, say with me, revelation. So the Rhema, let me explain to you something, okay? The people in the first service caught it. Let me just explain to you something. Just put on the screen. I know we're jumping. Just put on the screen to John 4 verse, John 10:33. John 10:33. Listen to this. I want you to read this. People, never be one of these people that will sit in the church and judge me hermeneutically or exegetically. Point by point, this is not what the word is saying in context. If you do that, the Holy Ghost will leave. Say with you, Rhema. Rhema is not logos. Logos is the written word. Rhema is the voice of God, which can even bring out a word or a sentence out of scripture for you, out of contextual placement. It might not be in context, but the Holy Ghost brings it out for you to whisper and to speak to you. Are you guys with me? Listen how they attacked Jesus. They said, the Jews answered him saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. Because you, Jesus, being a man, you make yourself God. Listen, let me explain to you a truth. When Jesus came to the earth, he came as the Son of God. Are you guys with me? But the Bible says he emptied himself of himself. Which means he emptied all his divinity out. When Jesus was born, he was born a man. I need you to understand this truth. Ministers don't understand this. And there's a big thing where they're attacking and fighting. Jesus was born a man. If you study the history, you will see that he was even running naked out, jumping out of the window while his parents tried to dress him. And he would run just around and laugh. And this was like he was like 9 years old. Okay, I promise you. And they would have to pull him back into the house. He was a normal kid. He emptied himself of God. So when he got baptized with the Holy Spirit, please think of it like this. Is it okay if I talk to you like this? Okay. That Jesus had to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit before he could do any miracle. Now, who are we to think that we do not need the baptism of the Holy Ghost? That we don't need to pray in other tongues. Jesus had to be baptized by a man, John the Baptist, in water. The Holy Ghost had to fill him. Then only from that moment did he begin to work miracles. When he changed the water into wine, he did it as a man. When he raised the dead, he did it as a man. Are you guys with me? Okay. Listen. The Bible says, how can we relate to a high priest? How can we not relate to a high priest, Jesus Christ, who has all our weaknesses, who had tempted in all ways that we were, God had to use somebody. He couldn't send the Son of God, being the Son of God on the earth. Are you guys with me? That's why the Bible calls him Son of Man. He couldn't send him as the Son of God on the earth, walking in that, because it would not be legal to carry and take our sins. He had to be sent through the virgin birth of Mary. Come as man, divinely put off divinity of him, empty himself of everything. That even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he stood and 600 soldiers stood in front of him, three times more than what is here now, stood in front of him. And as he spoke the words, I am he, the power hit them down. Somebody was raised by accident from the dead. He did that as man. He went to the cross as man. He died as man, as the lamb, but he rose as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because he went to that cross sinless. He overcame all of that. Listen, and he did it telling us, listen here, I look around by the beach, looking on the water. I'm stepping and walking onto the water as he walked in the Sea of Galilee, walking on water, making an announcement that you and I will do greater things than what he has ever done. And he did that in his ability as a man. Because if he did it in his ability as the Son of God, there would be no hope for us to move in miracles. Come on, are you guys with me? So everything you read there, Son of Man. He did it as man. He put divinity off himself, giving us hope that, but wait, if he did it, we can do it. I'm not saying he's not the Son of God. Do not misquote me. Are you guys with me? He is the Son of God, but he emptied himself of divinity. He emptied himself. In the book of Philippians, it's not my teaching this morning. He emptied himself completely of divinity, taking on the form of man, becoming a bondservant to man. So, when they said this, I'm coming to this point. Being a man, you are a man, but you make yourself God. They said, you make yourself God. He is God. Of course, we are not God, but we are God-like. Number two, we are gods. Go to the next verse. Jesus answered him and said, it is not written, is it not written in your law? Say with me these words, you are gods. Jesus said, is it not written in your law stating that you are gods? Not God in his place, but you are supernatural. God made you a little lower than the angels, which means God, a little bit higher than the angels and a little bit lower than God. You are kings and priests made for God. Come on, guys, with me. He is Lord of Lords. Lord of Lords. King, capital K, of kings, small k. God, capital G, of small gods, capital small g. When you understand that identity, even Jesus understood it. He understood, listen here, even the Bible says you are God. So he takes that scripture, he gives it to them out of context. Are you guys with me? Because it became rhema. When you read the word, something can become rhema out of context. It will never allow you to do something contrary to the word of God. But give you an example, when God came to Jacob and spoke to him in a dream and said, Jacob, I will never leave you until I've done as I've spoken to you. That was for Jacob. But now you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Now you're reading the word. And you're reading that verse and you're looking for encouragement. And it looks like the word of God is not coming past upon your life. And you read, I will never leave you until I have done as I've spoken to you. And the word jumps out of the Bible. It is God speaking to you. That is rhema. If we're going to push that thing down and attack the church and say, oh, but Leon is preaching things out of context. There's three ways of preaching. Prophetic preaching. Number two, revelatory preaching. Number three, hermeneutical, exegetical preaching, where I then take piece by piece in context. But if you're limited to that, you'll have no more Holy Ghost in the church. Because when the voice of God leaves the church, God leaves the church. Are you guys with me? Where his voice is in a church, God is there. Rhema, revelation. Are you guys good? Okay. Say with me, tongues. Okay. So go back to the first verse, 1 Timothy 4, and I'll finish quickly. I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to be long as the first service because I want to demonstrate to you something. If you instruct the brethren, no, go to the second verse. Listen, so Paul is saying, exercise yourself to godliness. Say with me, exercise. He says your spirit can be developed, trained, and exercised, Timothy. I want you to begin to exercise your spirit. How do we exercise our spirit? One of the ways is the Word of God. I'm not going to get into it now. I shared in the first service. I'm not going to get too much in that. It's by getting into the Word. Meditating. Joshua says, I meditate upon your law day and night. Meditation brings creation. When you sit and meditate on the Word and you pray and you're looking at the Word and you're beginning to imagine, you have the ability to create. Are you guys with me? Meditate on the Word day and night. But say with your prayer. I want to get to this where I want to show you how to exercise your spirit. Get into a place of prayer. Are you guys with me? And I'm going to share with you 5 different kinds of tongues. The church only knows 3. And I'm going to share with you a bit more. I can go into 6, but I'm not going to go touch there. Just going to give you 5. And you have the church, if you go preach, if you listen, they'll preach you 3 types of tongues, 3 different kinds of tongues. But the Bible speaks of 5 and even more. And I'm giving this to you not so that we can be weird or spiritual, but that you know what is in the Word. Are you guys with me? Listen, one word of revelation has the ability to bring life to you. Are you guys with me? Prayer. Listen. Put for me on 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. And I'm doing things a bit different than the first service because that's just how I feel led right now. Listen to this. Paul is saying, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. Say this with me. Say, my spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. The word unfruitful means to be barren. No thought is coming through. There's no fruit. There's no action coming from my thoughts, which means, but he's saying, when I pray in the spirit, in a tongue, in an unknown tongue, it is my spirit that prays. When I pray, it's my spirit that keeps praying and is praying and is being stirred up and is being stirred up. Are you guys with me? Go to the next verse. He says, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit and I will also pray with the understanding. Now, just hold on. I'm giving you just basic things just now, just so that we can understand. Because in about 3 or 4 weeks or so, the end of this series, and we have so much to give. This thing is so loaded. Listen, we're going to pray for every person to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That you know how to begin to pray in other tongues. That you know what the Bible is saying when you pray in other tongues. Are you guys with me? That it is for every single person. It is not a gift for a select few. Tongues is for every believer. It is a sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One of the signs of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I pray in tongues. So he's saying, Paul is saying, what is the conclusion then? He says, I'll pray in the Spirit and with my understanding. Which means he separates those two. Are you guys with me? Because a lot of people say this. In some charismatic churches, they say, no. Praying in the Spirit is just, you're sitting. And I know there's some of you that think like this. And you must just now become sensitive. And then you can still pray English and say, Father, bless us. Now I'm praying in the Spirit now. Whatever. Paul is saying, listen, I can pray in the understanding, but also in the Spirit. It is 2 different things that I'm praying. I will sing. Say with me, sing. With the Spirit, and I also sing with the understanding. When we worship this morning, we were singing a moment in the Spirit. Come on, are you guys with me? Singing in the Spirit doesn't mean anointing or goosebumps. No, it means your tongue switches over into singing mysteries. La sororo lebroskedana, and you're singing to God. Your spirit begins to sing. That happens after long hours of prayer. Are you guys with me? I'm praying. La ruske endre benamai. Zekona mandele bruske. I'm praying for an hour to us. La bruske tekele bandele bariasa kedre ba. Brenosh katavande zaruse. Raseseke endele brasku tele benama. Kele bandolo busse kedele bandile sekedele ba. Le bruska andre benamai. Benamuse kedele botre be. Le bruske dele dele bandiasa kedele banama. Le bruska andara barke dele bondiasa kedebe. Le bruska andre denamase. And I'm praying. For hours, now my spirit will begin to switch as I feel the presence of God more, to beginning to singing in the spirit, singing in tongues. That is the highest realm of worship. Are you guys with me? I'm going to tell you something. And you know, if five people can catch it, five people will be successful. I challenge people always. I say, just from today, just say, I'm going to pray in tongues for 1 hour every day. Just an hour. That's not a lot. Just 1 hour every day. In 2 months, if you do it, and the Spirit is moving, meaning you do it from your heart, in 2 months, you'll be a completely different person like this. You'll have people in this church say, what has happened to that one? And success will come. You know what is amazing? I can tell you that. That is it. That is it. There's no other trick to it. You don't have to sow. You don't have to, okay? I'm telling you, if you pray in the Spirit for 1 hour a day, come in 2 months, you'll be so used by God. Things will happen around you. You'll have an energy around you. Things will just begin to sort them out. Now there's the final solution. There, done. You'll be a success if you do that. Just 1 hour. Imagine 2 hours. And I'm telling you, listen, have your seats, have your seats. So it's amazing, like I'm saying, we're saying, I know preachers can preach. You know, Benny Hinn used to preach when I was young. I just got saved. And I just had a VHS tape of him, one. And I used to think, if only he can tell me the secret. That's all I used to tell people around me. I said, can't the man just tell us, 1, 2, 3, and you will have it. He doesn't do that. He's moving. He doesn't tell us 1, 2, 3. And I did everything. I was 18 years old. I was so hungry. I said, I want more of the anointing. I want more of the power of God. I want to have such an intimate relationship where Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. The word know there is gnosko, that I may be so intimate with God that we know one another, that we're on an experiential level with one another, that even when the Jewish exorcists try to cast out a devil, that the demons begin to speak and say, Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who are you? Paul was even a level of knowing God that even hell became aware of him, that demons became aware of his name, that he said, listen here, Paul I know and Jesus I know. So the demon said, I'm putting Paul where Jesus is. That he's saying, listen here, Paul carries such weight. Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? Imagine for your name to be categorized with Jesus by a devil saying, listen here, this one I know. He was saying, Jesus, the devil is manifest saying, Jesus we know, Goth we know, or Jesus we know, Mike we know. The devil must say, I'm aware of this one. Come on, are you guys with me? This is the Bible. Is it okay? And that's what I'm saying. Pray 1 hour in the Spirit. Imagine, just, and I say, just give it 2 months. Come to me after 2 months and tell me how things are going and how you are feeling. Listen. Go with me to one. Let's go on. Let's carry on reading verse 16. Go to the next verse, 17. Better than 18. I thank my God, Paul is saying, that I speak. Say with me, speak. With tongues more than you all. Paul was writing to the church because the church in Corinth were getting drunk. They were all running around and praying in tongues while a guy tried to preach, and they're all laying hands and praying for one another. That's what happened in the Corinth church. So there was out of order. And Paul wrote them, he said, hey, listen here, you think you're so spiritual. I pray, I thank my God that I speak in other tongues more than you all. This is a secret that Paul was delivering, because Paul was also saying, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, but such a man was caught up into the third heaven, seeing such visions and revelation that it is not lawful for him to utter in this realm. When he was in the Arabia desert, 3 years alone, he conferred with no man. Paul didn't speak to one person in the flesh, but he was taken up into heaven. Whether his spirit came out of his body or whether it was even his body that was there, he says, I don't know. Because it looked like it was my actual physical body walking in heaven. Which means if they looked for me at my house where I was living, they wouldn't see me. Read scripture for what it is. Whether I was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. But that man was caught up into a third heaven. But I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. That is the connection. Speaking in other tongues. What happens? Listen. What happens when I speak in tongues? I speak to God. God is spirit, and he speaks spirit. Are you guys with me? And all I'm doing is just trying to get you to pray in tongues. That's my whole goal for this next week. Listen, go to Romans 8 verse 26. And what I'm giving you now, I haven't given to the first service. Romans 8 verse 26. I gave them other stuff. Listen to this. And we'll get into the five types of tongues just now to close off. Listen. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. When I pray in the Spirit is helping me in my weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself, say with me, himself. Now you have a situation where Jesus is the intercessor in heaven, but you have the Holy Ghost as the intercessor as well, praying and making intercession for us with groanings, say with the groanings, which cannot be uttered. Now listen, this is another level. Are you guys with me? This is not this is not what Paul is speaking about. He's saying when you get to this level, you passed where you're speaking in tongues, you're in your room, on your knees, on your belly, on your stomach as you're lying, whatever it might be, and you've prayed so much, you've worshipped so much, that your heart becomes one with God's heart. And all of a sudden, there's something groaning in you, like, and you just don't know, you cannot utter it, you cannot verbalize it. But when you just think of it, the Holy Ghost comes on you, and there's groanings in your spirit, in your stomach that is coming out. He says, these are the groanings of the Holy Ghost. This is one of the highest levels of prayer. Are you guys with me? Some look scaringly bored. I'm sure you know all this stuff. And you pray many hours a day. So listen. Listen. Let's get to 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. I don't want to be too long. I want to pray for some. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. Different kind of tongues. Say with me, different kinds of tongues. There are five different kinds of tongues. Remember, the scripture says, I'm not going to go to the reference now. Scripture is very clear. Do not forbid anyone to speak in tongues. I remember when I just got saved and I had these NG Dominis in my house trying to convince me of how Jesus does not do miracles. And how, because I got baptized with water and the Holy Ghost, I'm going to hell. And because I pray in tongues, I'm going to hell. And they're sitting and they said, eventually, we will remove your membership from the church. I said, thank God. That was when I just got saved. Sitting with a dominie right in front of me, Ria. For 2 hours, my parents brought him in because they thought I lost my mind. In fact, I was by 2 or 3 when I got saved. Because all of a sudden I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. I stopped going to the nightclubs. And I sat in my room. And I looked like a zealot. All I was doing was praying and fasting. And they thought, but wait, there's something wrong with him. Even Jesus' parents said, he is like a madman out of his mind. He has lost his mind. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, listen, they will say from the outside, you are like drunkards. It's when Acts chapter number 2, when the day of Pentecost come, when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, the Bible says that the people around them pointed their finger and say they are all drunk with new wine. When you are truly filled with the Holy Ghost, people will say you're out of your mind. Are you saying we can buy that building with no money? Are you saying we can go and do that? You can go and minister there or go plant a church there and you have out of your mind, drunk on the Holy Ghost. You lose your senses of natural senses. That is what praying in the Holy Spirit does. When you pray and now you're beginning to go from the flesh into the spirit, you lose your physical senses. You no longer see with a natural eye or hear with a natural ear. You now hear with spiritual ears and see with spiritual eyes. That I had to sit in front of Dominis. And I remember, I knew nothing. I was safe for 2 weeks. Okay? 2 or 3 weeks. And I remember sitting there. And the Holy Spirit whispered into my ear. He said, don't answer them a word. You will make them mad. So I just sat. And they talk and they talk and they said to me, so what do you think of this? And I just sat and looked at them. And the Holy Spirit said, don't answer them a word. If you've seen Dominis go red, my parents get upset. And my mom is saved now. Okay? But when I was going to clubs, I was normal. I was okay. At least it's okay. When things weren't going right and I was, I don't know, out on parties, getting drunk that you have to be carried from where you are to the home and you making motorbike accidents, waking up in people's houses, you don't even know who they are. You're waking up the next morning, you don't know where you are or who they are. That's normal. Just dare not to be a zealot. Just dare not to be so in love with God. And let somebody tell you, forbid. Do not let anybody forbid you. I wish that Dominic can sit with me today. I have so much knowledge. I'm telling you. If I knew back then what I know now, I would have just binded the devil as I was sitting there with him. So, listen. Say with me, tongues. It's an untapped realm of power. It's an untapped realm of possibilities. Where the impossible becomes possible. Because when you pray in other tongues, it's no longer you and your problems. It's you speaking to God and the Holy Ghost making intercession through you and you speaking to God. God is spirit and you're making communication with him. Are you guys with me? I want to get to the five kinds of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. Listen to this. To another, the working of miracles. This is the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. You'll learn it in F1, F2, SOD, and SOM. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. Say with me, different kinds of tongues. Everything I'll share with you now will be in Scripture. Is it okay? So I'm not going to give you an opinion, as many think. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'll give you Scripture. I'm going to give you 5 different kinds of tongues that we are aware of. Church will only preach 3. So, say with me, tongues. It's amazing that whenever the Bible makes reference to tongues or tongue, it means language, but it doesn't use the word language, it uses the word tongue. Because on your tongue is the power of life and death. And those who eat of it, those who obey it and use it, will eat of its fruit. Which means sickness and old age is not the reason. Death is not the result of sickness or old age. Death is the result of life and power of the tongue. What am I saying? Are you guys with me? I'm going to die at this age because my father died at this age. Or this one died at this age. So how can I make it through that? And you speak. Power of life and death is on the tongue. Proverbs, put Proverbs 18 verse 21 on. Listen. Proverbs 18 verse 21, death and life. Say with me, death and life are in the power of the tongue, which means your tongue has power to create life or to create death. And those who love it, who understands how it works, negative or positive, will eat its fruit. So if you're saying, my family will be blessed, we will own a house, or we will do this, we will be successful, you will eat of the fruits of what you speak and come off your tongue. Are you guys with me? If I can't pay my rent at the end of the month and I keep saying it, I won't pay my rent at the end of the month. The lady with the issue of blood said within herself and like under her tongue, she would say, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made well. What did she do? She already gave the result and told God what he is already going to do in the future. Which means that God was put on the spot. It's the same of me saying, God, I cannot afford this house or pay this rent, but, or my business is going wrong here, but I know if I can only worship you or touch you. And because I have sown, because I have do these things, I know that when the month end comes or the next month, that problem is already going to be sorted. What are you doing? You're putting God on the spot. And the Bible says that this woman said continually within herself, over and over and over, until she convinced herself of her own spirit. Are you guys with me? When you say, I can't do something, I don't like it when people say, if it is the will of God. I don't like it. When you say, let's say, you want to go plant an e-group. And I'll be finished now. You want to go plant an e-group. And you're saying, if it is the will of God. What you are doing, you are voicing to your spirit that you are unsure. You are voicing to the devil that you are unsure. And the devil will take big advantage of it. I have never, whenever I prayed for something to say, God, is this your will? I have never received an answer from him. Because I was not convinced that it is his will. Are you guys with me? Now I know you say, but Jesus said, if it be your will, take the cup away from me. Exactly, it wasn't done. So, are you guys with me? So listen. Tongues, say with you five kinds. You saw that there's different types of tongues that I just saw you, wrote you the scripture there. And I want you to know that tongues is put in the category of signs, wonders, and miracles. Mark chapter number 16 verse 18 says, you shall cast out demons, heal the sick, you shall speak with other tongues. So don't, we must understand the weight of tongues. There are a lot of people that speak tongues out of their mind and they're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. So they just, they're not speaking from their spirit. It comes from your spirit. When you speak in tongues, Paul says, my mind is unfruitful. It comes from my spirit. Are you guys with me? So let's go to the first one, the first type of tongues. And I'm going to share, I'm going to throw out a few mature things. I hope you can understand this. Are you guys with me? Like I said, I'll have a scripture for everything. The first type of tongues you get, tongues of angels. Go for me to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Let me show you something. Paul is saying, though I speak with the tongues of man and of angels. Stop right there. Are you guys with me? Paul is saying, if I speak, he said, even though, not even an if, listen, that's actually even though. He says, even though I speak with the tongues of men, which means Paul had the ability to speak with the tongues of man, and of angels, which means Paul had the ability to speak with the tongues of angels. I am not here to put you on a hunt and become spiritual and say, how do I speak in tongues of angels? That's not revealed in scripture. Are you guys with me? So I'm just giving you the types of tongues. The church will not give you. Paul is saying, tongues of man and of angels. He puts a direct distinction between the two, separated them and said, tongues of man is one thing, tongues of angels is another thing. I had an encounter with God. I had four visitations of angels in my life, only four. Some very vivid and clear, some not so vivid and clear. And it was last year. I was sitting and I was worshiping God till late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a Saturday night. I'll never forget, I felt a hand coming on my head here. And I felt fire going through my whole body. And I looked up and I saw far off, but yet the land was here, but hand was here, but I saw far off an angel standing, and I was in my room. And I heard him speak in like a language that I didn't know, like a hieroglyphics type of language. And I got out of there and I was a little bit confused. And that morning I came and I preached. And I preached a normal message about God, how God liking people. Abraham is a prophet and how that is his title. I preached on that. 20 people came to me afterwards about it and said how the fear of God hit them that morning. And without me telling them the encounter that I had. And then I was concerned and I said, but the angel was talking weird language. And I could even see the language that he was speaking. Meaning you can see it. I don't know what I mean by hieroglyphics. You can see it. And until a few months ago, when after that, I didn't know that of this type of verse. And then I read, I said, God, what's this encounter with you? Listen, if you have an encounter or a revelation, it must be in Scripture. When he said like this, it cannot violate Scripture. Are you guys with me? So every encounter I have, I go back and say, no. Was that a demon? Was it an angel? The thing laid hands on me. If it was a demon, I'll be in problem now. Are you guys with me? Then I read this, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and it hit me. Angels have a tongue. And then I went and started, obviously it is like that. So Paul is saying, Paul even had the ability to speak in the tongues of angels. Are you guys with me? Go with me, second types of tongues. So that's the first one, second type of tongues. Say with me, tongues of men. This is what we call linguistic tongues. It's languages. In Acts chapter number 2 verse 1, let's read it, let's put it on the screen. Acts chapter 2 verse 1, I want to be almost finished. He says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Number 3. Then there appeared, sympathy appeared, to them divided tongues as of fire, like I said to you last week, and it sat on each of them. When you begin to pray in tongues, let it be tongues of fire, stirring up your spirits. Somebody that prays like this, la ba ma ma, there's nothing happening there. You know, some people stand in a corner there and they're like, bum, bum, la, dum, and nothing happens. And then you have some people with like machine gun tongues, ratatatata, and they just say one word, ba, 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 over. But when you baptize with fire, when the language, I can hear when somebody's been praying in tongues for long and they've exercised their spirit, because it's now become a language. Tongues as a fire set upon each of them. You no longer just pray one, you pray, the Holy Spirit begins to give you an utterance. And you just pray and you pray and you pray, but there's a fire on you. It's fiery. Are you guys with me? Next verse. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. So they began to speak. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Next verse. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, listen to this, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Are you guys with me? At this moment, two types of tongues was released. The one where they began to pray in other tongues, and all of a sudden they knew other languages without ever studying it. And there were 15 different languages, according to studies, that were there present. And they, each person heard the other one speaking in their own language. Are you guys with me? This is the tongues of man. Are you guys with me? The second tongue, linguistic. This is where God's message cannot be limited. You can be another country, but if God wants to prophesy or get his word through, he'll even let those hear you speak in their language. But now, this is where we've confused it. Now people say, but tongues was never received with, it's meaning speaking in other languages, that's why the whole tongues thing is off. No. You don't read your Bible. And I'm just saying that to the messages that I got response. Because everyone heard they speak in their own language. Let's go to the next verse. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? Go on. And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Next verse. Parthians and Medes and Elamites, Dudal and Judah, all this stuff. Next verse. And he goes on. Visitors from Rome both. Cretans and Arabs were them speaking in our own tongues, the wonderful works of God. Next verse. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Go to the next verse. Others mocking. Listen, this is where the second one comes in now. Are you guys with me? This is where, yes, they were speaking in a supernatural language of hearing other tongues, but they were also speaking in their own tongue there. Because others mocking, saying they are full of new wine. They looked like they were drunk. Because they were talking, la rabu undus keteve, brasco al de levandrieske de la bandre benamashe kete. People won't mock them when they speak in different languages. They'll mock them for that. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, which means they are drunk in another way. He says they are not drunk the way you think they are drunk, but they are drunk on something. Since it is only the third hour of the day, next verse. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even in your men servants and your maid servants shall I put my spirit, and they will prophesy in those days. He's saying, listen here, these men are not drunk, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, the problem with the church is this, that we're no longer getting filled to the extent of being drunk. In Ephesians 5 verse 18, the apostle Paul is saying, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. What was he saying? He was equating drunkenness of wine with being filled with the Holy Ghost. Actually, the scripture says it like this, if you study it and the way Paul put it, do not be drunk with wine, but be drunk with the Holy Ghost over and over. What does it mean? It is somebody that is so filled with the Holy Ghost, they lose their senses. Are you guys with me? You're walking on the streets, you have 5 rand on you, but God says, I want you to give 5,000 rand to that person that is there that needs it. But, and you go and you say, but I only have 5,000 rand in my bank account. That's the only thing. You're going beyond your senses. You're getting drunk. You're seeing things as if everything is possible. A drunk person will hit any person. Are you guys with me? I have a friend in Durban. He's this short. Okay? And he would get drunk and he would be out in the nightclubs. He was known as the one that wants to beat up all the bouncers. And he would every night come back and his eyes are swollen. When we got him saved, sitting on the streets, he was taking cocaine and his eyes was this big. He's this short. But he would think he could take on everybody. When you're in the spirit, it doesn't matter if you have money or not have money, short or tall, have certain abilities or not. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it goes beyond your senses and you step into a realm where you think everything is possible. Come on, are you with me? You say, I can buy that house there. I can do this. I can do that. You're drunk. We can reach out to that people there. We can go do this. We can extend the ministry to there. You in a place where you now see with your spiritual eyes. Are you guys with me? So these are the two types of tongues that was dispersed that day. But for argument's sake, let's say the tongues, linguistic tongues, different types of languages. Number three, say with me, tongues of worship. And we're almost done. I won't be long. Say with me again, say tongues of worship. This is what we were just doing earlier, singing in other tongues. Are you guys with me? It's different to speaking. You heard Paul say, if I sing with a tongue. In this earlier scripture that I read you. Go for me to John 4 verse 23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit. Are you guys with me? Paul said in Romans 1 verse 9, I serve God in the spirit. Go for me to Ephesians 5 verse 19. Listen to this. So tongues of worship, this is the third kind. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. So these spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Your spiritual song begins to take over and you're beginning to sing in the Holy Ghost. And it's beginning to bring a melody from heaven. Brascono, and you begin to sing. And you sing in tongues. When you can get to the level of singing, doesn't matter if you can sing or not. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you'll find yourself at the ability to sing. It's singing in other tongues. Tongues of worship. Highest realm of worship. Are you guys with me? Number four. Let's go to number four. Gift of tongues. Say with you the gift of tongues. Go for you to 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. Speaking to one another in Psalms. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. To one another. Listen to this. The working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits. Then he says different kinds of tongues. And interpretation of tongues. This is the gift that Paul was speaking about when they were in the book of Corinthians and people would just stand up and speak in tongues. He said, listen here, if you use tongues as the ability to address the church, if I stand here on the pulpit and I say, Brena askelabaya, loroskare, and I say, amen, and I walk, it's going to mean nothing. Then another one pipes up there, jumps up there, do the same. He says, that's chaos. He says, when that happens, you must interpret it. That's the gift of tongues. Are you guys with me? So it comes with interpretation so that it's done in an ordinary fashionable way. And the gift of tongues, that is when you can pray, and then somebody gives an interpretation of, or yourself gives an interpretation of what is said. It is the gift of interpretation, and that is prophecy. Are you guys with me? It's one of the levels of prophecy. If you want to know how to prophesy, lay your hands on somebody. I'm speaking now, if you're in ear groups and so, and your ear group leader allows you, lay your hands. And that's where we do it, because we practice gift. And then you just interpret it afterwards. It's easy. It's not translation. Are you guys with me? Translation is different. This is interpretation. Interpretation goes with feeling. Anyway, so fourth kinds of tongues is this one. Seventhly, the fifth. This is tongues of mystery. I'm getting hot in here. This is tongues of mystery. Seventhly, tongues of mysteries. This is what we also known as unknown tongues. That is the prayer language that you have, that you can pray right now if you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Are you guys with me? The fifth kind is unknown tongues. Lebruno sekaan. That's my personal prayer language. Go to 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man, but he speaks to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he's speaking forth mysteries. Tongues, when you have unknown tongues, you get that at the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is that one that builds up your spirit. It charges you up like a battery. It gives you boldness. It makes you build your spirit like a building. It is the one where the Bible says that you edify yourself. It's that tongues that I'm saying pray in 1 hour a day. Are you guys with me? And why? Because I know if you pray it, you're building your spirit. You'll be a total different person in 2 months. Your spirit has been built from a one-bedroom flat to maybe a four-bedroom house. Able to accommodate others. Able to do certain different things. Grace can be grown in a person's life. The measure of grace can be increased. Paul said, I may grace be multiplied to you. Be partakers of my grace. Are you guys with me? We don't understand. We think, oh, grace and peace. No. A measure of grace, which means your capacity increases. Maybe we could have an e-group of 3 people and you were getting a little bit intimidated. Now your grace increases, your capacity increases. All of a sudden you find yourself with 20 people then you can prophesy over this one. You can lay hands, you can disciple this. Why? Your spirit has grown. It doesn't grow by sitting under preaching. It grows by praying in other tongues. And that is how your spirit grows. Are you guys with me? Say with me, 5 kinds. And I still, like I said, I had a long message and it's too long. I'm not going to go on with that. Just wanted to get this through to you. We'll do it in the next few weeks. How to pray in tongues. How to remove the resistance of praying in tongues. 5 tongues. Praying in the Spirit. Do you guys understand the importance? Let's stand to our feet, wherever you are. Raise your hands for me. Let's raise our hands to the Lord. Leruska. I want everybody who can pray in tongues. Pray in tongues right now. Raduska atrebena la dioske tekena ma beruska talabadieske delebede ma branuska davandiele delebede ba lebruska ndalabana ma zebandele delebede babrioske delebede ba lerastirere labruska dalabandele delebede ma lebondri dioske tekena ma zikenana sterere brasko darabarkele delebondioske ta zepono sekaravandre dena ma tenama lekono robuska Le bruscandela de rabandiescate, le doroshecat alabaya, le ruscandere ben alabaya, brusca andre della baya, le ruscandere della bandolo dosecat le banamaya, le bruscandele bediescate kenema, baruscanele vendriescate kelebaya, le brusca de rabandere della benamanamaya, varusca de benamanama, sirilirie sanana, sirilirie sanana. Come on, pray. Bradusca de lede lebedema, Zebandrobusca de lede lebedemanama, Lebruscandarabarca de lebedemanama, Zedelabaste lebedema, Brandolo dolobusca de lebedema, Barusca de lede lebedema, Zecanalabandiesca de lebedema, Lebusca de la barca de lebedemarama, Lirasca de lede lebedema, Lerosca de lede lebedema, Busca de lebedema, Liranana, Zedelidia. Roska andre bedele bene marama le brusche delle delle bene marodosse che delle bene ma bandolo do busche delle bene ma e le bala bala busche che delle bene ma le brusche dalla dalla bare le bene mare borsa che delle bene ma le rasche delle bene mana ma le rasche delle bene bare ma se brondolo do busche che delle bene ma se canala dalla busche che delle bene ma serie